the studio right now. I have two members from the band Heatwave. I have Grant.
G'day, Carmella.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for inviting us into the Sussure studio on Phil Collins night.
Do you know that word? Do you know that word doesn't mean anything?
No, it doesn't.
No.
He's just got a
stutter. He's got a stutter.
And welcome, Wayne.
Thank you. Privileged to be here. Yes, really looking forward to it.
And it was so coincidental that I met you at the City of Playford Australia Day event.
Yeah, first person I saw before I entered the grounds.
I know. There's a familiar face. I saw both of you and I thought, oh, well, how lovely. But I didn't stay because I had to get back home and I was on foot.
Oh, you missed a good show. The Australia Day show was a great one. We had a good reception.
I did check out the videos.
Yeah.
Our set list was all Australian tunes and it was...
Oh, of course, naturally.
You know, iconic songs that people know.
Yeah, that's right. And like predominantly shall I say, all of your songs are covers?
Yes, absolutely. We don't do any originals. We put our own spin on the classic rock hits from the 60s to the noughties and beyond.
Yes.
We put our own little spin on it. We have a lot of fun with it. We sell them the dream. You know? We have a lot of fun. We engage people to have that fun with us and share that with us.
Yeah, I saw some of the videos where you had everybody dancing around and in front of the band, and I thought, wow, that looks like a whole lot of fun.
Well, we're only as good as the audience that we've got. If they're having fun, we're having fun, and we feed off each other.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, is just having that shared experience with Heatwave.
Yes.
You know, we don't take ourselves too seriously. We're there for a good time.
Yeah.
And people that can come along on the journey. But some people sit back and listen with open arms and open ears from the back as well.
Well, of course, because you have those ones that they don't move from the spot.
Absolutely.
They stay in that same spot all night.
Correct.
But they're listening to everything that you
Correct.
Play.
Correct. And after the show, we get lots of feedback saying how well, you know, certain songs are or emotional attachment they've got to it. Or
and
nostalgic.
If you play it bad, they'll let you know as well.
Absolutely. And that's good.
Yeah.
It's all about continuous improvement, isn't it?
It is.
The feedback that we've had from past performances is that, and how maybe it separates us from other cover bands, because let's face it, there's a lot of them out there.
Oh, of course.
Is that they all mention that we seem to be having so much fun together on stage.
Yes.
Because we interact a lot as a four-piece.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes it's even taking the mickey out of your bandmate.
That's right.
And it's nothing disrespectfully, but it's always just a bit of banter.
Well,
and then also including the crowd as well. And one thing I really like is mingling with the crowd in between sets, just to say, hey, you're having a good time. Thanks for coming. Thanks for your support.
Yeah.
And getting feedback from them, because one of the last gigs we did, a lady came up to us and said, loved everything you did, but you didn't play any Kiss songs.
Oh.
And I'm like, great, well, maybe we'll bring them in. So it was all what the crowd.
And I said, well, obviously you weren't shouting it out loud.
No. Oh, very clever, very clever. I saw where you were going there.
Yeah.
I saw where you were going. So I guess, and it doesn't matter who answers here, how did you come together to start Heatwave?
Well, we started in 2020. It was a bit of an amalgamation of a hobby program called Weekend Warriors that Gary, Wayne and Jared, the bass player, they were all a part of that program. And they sort of didn't take that too seriously, but they really enjoyed themselves and then brought me on board a couple of years later.
Yeah.
And really kicked it up a notch. And I took over vocal duties last October.
Okay.
I've never sung a song in my life, and apparently I do it pretty well, so...
That's all right.
Because I fell into it.
You rested your voice all these years.
Correct,
now
correct. I was maturing it like wine, and it all came out at once. It was tapped, and it...
Oh, dear.
It's like honey now.
All right, now... Wayne, I don't know. You and I know each other from way back in art school, shall we say.
Yeah.
I didn't know you played the drums.
always been a background sort of hobby.
Oh, okay.
You know, old drum kit in the garage.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a bit of a late bloomer. I think I bought a really good kit when I was 50.
Yes.
And then
you always do something
and
really
I got
big
the itch.
For 50.
I got the itch from there. It was just... Introduced myself, got involved with Weekend Warriors and just wanted to keep improving with that. And then just trying to collaborate with like-minded people.
Mm.
And it's just sort of growing organically to sort of become semi-serious. And we're just going to take this as far as it goes organically, you know, and it's...
Well,
we're on a good ride at the time.
You're probably, maybe not yourself, Grant, but, you know, Wayne is of aged years, like myself.
I hadn't noticed.
Like myself, right? I put myself in there. And so you can quite happily do this without getting too worried about, you know, I've got to go to work.
Yeah, a bit more time on your hands. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that helps. Good fun. It is. And I didn't mean to say that disrespectfully.
No,
you know that way, don't you?
It's my birthday today, so...
Oh, that's right. And I wished you happy birthday.
It's my birthday today. I'm of mature age.
Of mature age. That's all you have to say.
I got a lovely birthday wish from my band member today. Who fellow member sitting with me right now.
Yes.
You'll never be closer to death as you are.
Oh, no. Yes,
come on.
We've got to keep him grounded. We've got to keep him grounded. Make sure he's living every day to
keeps
the fullest.
Me on my toes.
Oh, my father, he was quite ill. And a nurse says, we were walking out as one of the nurses he knew was walking in. And he managed to say, because he couldn't speak, he managed to explain that, you know, how are you, right? And she said, oh, every day above ground is good.
Absolutely.
So that's what the nurse thinks.
That's on a James Rain song.
Is it? Yes. Yes, one of those, yeah. All right then. So the other members of the band are, I've got paper going here. Gary Scott is the other guitarist.
Gary Scott is a great guitarist. Mm-hmm. He's also of a finer vintage.
Finer vintage.
But he brings like a lot of rock and roll. He's a statesman. He's a guru of sorts.
Yes.
He is a calming presence in the band.
Mm-hmm. He's got to have one at least.
Absolutely. Mm. He keeps us all grounded. Yeah. And then we've got Jared on the bass. He's a younger bloke. He's professionally trained to a point. He's a uni student and... he's a really accomplished musician in his own right.
Oh, good.
Does movie scores and that kind of stuff. So,
we've got a good
core group that enjoy each other's company. We have a lot of fun together.
Yeah. This coming Saturday, we did sort of mention it. You're going to be appearing at the Elizabeth RSL.
Correct. It's a heatwave weekend. It's going to be hot, hot, hot.
Yes. Well, that's right. Apparently, it's supposed to be hot.
It is. So make sure the punters keep nice and deep, nice and hydrated. Come and have a drink at the Elizabeth RSL because we might actually set fire to the place inadvertently.
Well, you never know. There's a lot of heat coming from the heatwave.
A lot of light and a lot of sound. And the energy means that there's a lot of heat coming. So but it should be a good night.
Yeah. I don't know if you know a lot of the... original band, Brad from Stone Cold. If you've been speaking to him, he is wanting to make that area. I think you might have already had a look. Have you had the area?
We have played at RSL.
It's really good.
They've asked us to come back, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's right. And they were wanting to make it like a venue for bands in the north.
Absolutely. So I mean, realistically, the only sort of venues this side of Grand Junction Road that are playing a lot of original bands and that kind of stuff is the Elizabeth RSL. So as far as, you know, community spirit and supporting local music, you know, the RSL are a good community venue that is supporting that. You know, they also run pool competitions and they do their stuff with return services.
Yes, that's right. They do have meals, so I'm not sure what nights they have.
They do have a light meal offering, but they've got great drink prices as well. You can get in the door for 3 hours of entertainment.
All right then. Okay, calm down there, Grant. Keep cool. All right, so what I might do is we might play a track that you have in your repertoire.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Nice. Absolutely.
But this is the original band, of course, because I haven't got your cover. Okay.
Is it all right if we rock out to it in here, though?
Well, yeah.
Got some video.
The listeners won't hear that, though.
They don't have to. They can just imagine the joy.
All right. This is one of the tracks that Heatwave play. It's The Angels with No Secrets.
She pretends. But late in the night, when the lights are all out, she
You are. And I pressed the buttons the wrong way around. But anyway, yes, welcome back, everybody. And we've got Grant and Wayne from Heatwave. But I'm going to get either one of them. I'm not going to pick. They can choose to let you know about their Facebook page and what's in it, etc.
Yeah, okay. So facebook.com/heatwavebandau. You can get in touch with us. You can interact with us. We've got a lot of videos. We've got a lot of artwork and stuff up that we put up there to engage with our fans. Not that we have fans, we have followers, but we're starting to get a good core of people that are supporting us and enjoying what we're doing. We've played a few shows around the region, so yes. we've got a good broad range of people that are on there.
Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely check that out. Give us a like, give us a follow.
You've got a lot of videos on there too. You've got videos on the page as
well. Absolutely. There's plenty
of
videos. You can have a look at what we're about, at what sort of things we perform.
Yeah.
And make up your mind if you want to come along. We've got some shows coming up that we advertised. If you want to keep in touch and keep in the loop as to what's coming up, we've got a fair bit on the on the books for the rest of the year. So in the next few weeks, at the Excelsior Hotel at Brompton. On Friday the 22nd of March there from around about 7:30. So come and have a meal.
Yeah.
Come and party well into the night. After that, we go to Renmark on the 6th of April for a big four-hour stint there in their main bar. I think it kicks off their footy season up there in the regions as well. So we'll have lots of people there. And then later in April, we'll head down south to a place called the Sons of the Southern Cross, which is a new venue down there playing bands. That's a social motorcycle club that hosts bands and have got a good setup and with good stage and good lighting and that kind of stuff. So there's plenty on. So come and check us out on Facebook. Come and see if you like the cut of our jib, come along and be a part of the fun.
Well, you've done really well in how you've marketing yourselves and you're going everywhere.
We are. We've got a good marketing team behind us.
Mm. Is that you?
Yeah. Pretty much. It's all self-paced, self-administered.
Well, here's a good question. You know, when you first start out and you are not having assistance from someone else for social media, do you find that a little bit difficult, or you're quite comfortable with it?
You've got to find comfort in the things that you do. You know, we do it for the love. We do it for the joy of it, and we want to share that message and encourage people that, you know, if this is the kind of music you like and this is the kind of event that you like, you come along and play a part of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, social media is just a tool to it's just a soapbox, basically, to a broader range.
Word of mouth is very good, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And having said that, some people aren't on social media, believe it or not, which... You know, each to their own, but we've got to sort of reach them as well in one way or another. That's the reason we're sitting here with you tonight.
Well, that's true, yes. And for the people that don't have social media, I guess they rely on other people to tell them. And
well, word of mouth is the best sort of marketing, isn't it? You know, if someone's had a good time and they tell their next door neighbour or even about a venue, you know, that's what all businesses and entities want, you know, it's a bit of support from community.
Yes.
And hopefully that's, you know, there's plenty of people that want to be a part of that.
Yes, that's right. Okay. And do you think you'll be playing the drums for a fair while yet, Wayne?
Yeah, there's plenty of action in these joints for now, for a long time to come.
And how does your poor wife put up with the practice?
Well, in the early days, it must have been torture for her and the neighbours, because it's not exactly a quiet instrument.
No, it's not.
And when you're not very good at it, it's even worse. But as you grow and you begin to get more proficient at it, you know, it's easier to tolerate. But we actually built a room, half of the garage actually, and made it into a sound, I wouldn't say soundproof, but a sound deadened environment.
Yeah, it's
hard
to.
Which is well equipped for us to rehearse, and we rehearse on a couple of days a week.
So we rehearsed out at Williamstown for the last few years, and we haven't had a single noise complaint. So we've had lots of good feedback about great song choices, but never about noise. So that's always positive reinforcement as well.
Yeah. If you finish by 12, you know, midnight. Oh, well, you'd be okay.
Sorry, you heard how old he was. We have a cup of tea. We have a cup of tea and a cup of Bonox by 10 and we're all done.
Gonna have a little bit of a sleep here. Oh dear. But anyway, yes, Williamstown. I went on the wrong road.
Oh.
To come up, and remember we had the barbecue around. I think we had barbecue around your place all those years ago.
With Ernie, yes.
And we took this road, and I thought, where are we? Like, it was the middle of nowhere.
That's right.
Round and round.
Just keep going. You'll bump into a township sooner or later.
Oh, my God. So finally we got there, and I thought, oh, we are not going home that way. I said, we'll go the other way, because in the dark I would never know where I'm
going. Behind Pararua National Park. Yeah. Silly emus, lots of kangaroos.
Oh, it was scary. Yeah.
We rehearsed there. As we gig more regularly, we're probably pulling back on the rehearsal because – in some means, the gig is actually the rehearsal.
You sort
of become tighter the more you play. So we introduce new songs and we're getting together actually tomorrow night to try some new additions to the set list,
ooh,
which will be debuted in Loxton.
You don't want to let anybody know.
Oh, there's a few secrets you've got to keep.
So.
Songs you might have not heard for a long time, but we've sort of put our sort of slant on it.
I was going to try and find another one to play that you play, but I haven't got it on here, which I find that really amazing.
Well, there's plenty to choose from.
We've got
a repertoire of almost 60 songs now. Surely you can pull one out of the air.
Yeah, but I've got to find it by artist, right? So I know.
We do the Stones, we do the Beatles, we do Robbie Williams, we do the Divine.
I'm just going to look at Billy
Robbie
Joel.
Williams, yeah.
We don't have everything, you see.
We don't do any Phil Collins, unfortunately.
Well, there's one you can put up. There's the drums for you.
Land of Confusion.
I'll have to break out the gorilla suit.
I thought you were wearing it, mate.
I had a wax.
Oh, dear. Oh, just give me a chance.
There's
here,
the grey silverback gorilla
on the microphone. I'll fit that bill.
Oh, dear. All right, found it. All right.
Awesome.
A Billy Joel one.
Surprise us.
Nice.
All right. Okay, so this is You May Be Right.
That's it.
I've found it.
That's us.
Well, we're back with Grant and Wayne, and we were talking off air, so we might share it with you. We were talking about the name Heatwave and the difficulty it has.
It brings back memories, doesn't it, Wayne?
Doesn't it?
of that heatwave 2020 when
that's where the name came from.
When Gary's partner said, "Why don't you? It's stifling hot in here. Why don't you call yourselves Heatwave?" And they went, "Yeah, that sounds great. It sounds real catchy. It's so catchy. There's about 800 bands worldwide with the same name." But we're Adelaide's Heatwave. We're Heatwave Band AU.
Right. Well, that's okay. And that'll get you through. But you got to remind people to put that on.
Yeah, we're not a funk band. We're not a corporate cover band.
No, from 70s disco. Yeah.
No, but it looks, it definitely, I think you're definitely having fun with it, and that's the main thing. And that funness, if there's such a word, probably not.
You've just made it a word.
I just made it up. Comes across when you play.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you get that response from your listeners that are out there
absolutely.
coming for the night.
We go on the vibe, you know, the vibe that's created, we feed off that.
Mm.
And if people say, do you know what, that song sucks, we'll go, hey, if this song sucks, why are we playing it? Let's ditch that one and put something fresh and fun in it. Because that's what it's all about. People don't want to get off the couch and come and hear a band play Tears in Heaven over and over. They want to come and experience something fun. So that's what you get with Heatwave.
The crowd really likes the interaction as well. So
if
there's a break in a song where we can sort of stretch out the bridge part of the song and just interact the crowd, we've done that with Angel songs and we've done it with Keep Your Hands to Yourself, and which we put a bit of an intro in the middle of that, just introducing the band, and we all have a bit of fun with that. And,
excellent.
Bit of, what bit I like of crowd about, participation.
What I like about you, there's a lot of improv carrying on with who he likes in the crowd. Embellish. I think I like you.
I
do embellish a little bit, and I like to have fun.
And it's interacting.
Just be careful you don't end up with someone who might pay more attention to you than you want.
If they're having fun and they want to show it, that's fine. But you know, everyone's got their limits.
I can imagine. I might even come down there. We're just going to make sure
security's on the ball. Yeah, absolutely. Come down and experience it. Like,
I'm not that far away from you.
So. Well,
what's the line? Bring your family. Bring your friends.
Yeah, bring your friends. Bring your family. Bring your trailer.
Oh dear. But anyway, that's a whole lot of fun. So this Saturday at the Elizabeth RSL.
Correct. Starts at about 7:30. That's on Midway Road, Elizabeth East. So
are
come
you
on
the
down.
Only one on? Tonight?
We are the only one. We've got 3 hours of heat wave.
Oh, well, cool.
Right. Yeah. So it's going to be a long, hot night, and it's going to be lots of sweaty bodies, lots of sweaty drummers.
Well, it actually is going to be warm that night too.
It will be warm. So make sure you hydrate. Come and have a drink.
All right, now. Since you just discussed what you like up on stage, I think I'll play INXS, the one that you normally play.
Absolutely.
On your list. Look, I even printed it out nice and pretty.
You got a media release. Very good. Very good.
So this is Devil Inside. Thank you, boys, love for it. Coming in.
Thanks for having us, Carmella. It's been great.
Thank you, Wayne. Great to see you, Grant. And look, come back next time.
Absolutely. Love to be back.